Vice Burke, roll call for the workshop meeting, please.
Mr. Duffy?
Here.
Mr. Boss?
Here.
Mr. Hawley? Mr. Hakama?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick? Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. Pepe?
Here.
Mr. Murray? Mr. Colangelo?
Here.
Mr. Sonic Schmelt? Dr. Clovis?
Here.
Mr. Kupinski?
Here.
Mr. Oliano?
Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. Please rise for a silent prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now is the time for anyone in the public who wants to comment on an item that is not on the agenda. Anyone? You're on the agenda. Mr. Side, pending litigation.
The only pending litigation is the Denholz appeal that was tried last week. The judges reserved decision and told us they would try and get a decision out with some degree of swiftness, and that's all to be seen because we've seen months go by on cases. But we'll see what happens. I thought that the argument went well. The judge was active with his questions and comments, and see what the decision is.
Okay, thank you. Other business. I will say that the Mr. Thomas's report in reference to the Mother Teresa property is due at the latest on March 23rd. The noticing requirements will take about 17 days, according to Mr. Thomas, to meet everything for that. I've been in discussion in reference to getting a date here, a special date here, a date at the senior center, and a date at the school. At this point in time, we want to make sure that we have enough. This, I believe, holds 58. Senior center holds 110. Last thing I want to do is undershoot and have 200 people show up, and Mr. Hawley has to say we can't do it as a fire marshal. However, the school is closed from April 8th through the following week. So, by day counting, if it does come out on that final day of the 23rd, 17 days from there is about the 9th of April, which is that Friday. Pending the availability of both the experts and the board members, we will see how soon Mr. Thomas gets that report out. He was at the property last week on Wednesday taking pictures, so I'm supposed to follow up with him this week to see if he expects to be early or not. But according to his proposal, his due date is the 23rd. Does anyone think that's the wrong way to go with the venue? Better safe than sorry, I would assume, just in case. Even if we get the gym and we have three people there.
Definitely. I will say that I brought the board's recommendations up to the council for review. They're going to be reviewing the workshop this next council meeting, and hopefully we'll come back with something to the board.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else have any other business? May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Boss?
Second.
Mr. Neff? All in favor? Any opposed? Call the order the regular meeting. Ms. Burke, roll call, please.
Mr. Duffy?
Here.
Mr. Boss?
Here.
Mr. Hawley? Mr. Kakala?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick? Mr. Neff?
Here.
Mr. Pepe?
Here.
Mrs. Murray? Mr. Colangelo?
Here.
Mr. Sonic Schmelt? Dr. Kobe?
Here.
Mr. Kupinski?
Here.
Mr. Leon?
The next item on the agenda is the approval for the minutes for February 6, 2020. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Clovey, Dr. Clovey, excuse me.
Second.
Mr. Boms is first.
Mr. Duffy?
Abstain.
Mr. Boms?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Abstain.
Mr. Colangelo?
Yes.
Dr. Kobe?
Abstain.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is the approval for the attorney's voucher for January 2020 in the amount of $3,604.50.
I move to approve.
Mr. Dougherty?
Second.
Mr. Pepe?
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. Colangelo?
Yes.
Dr. Kobe?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda is memorialized resolution adopting annual report of the planning board.
Mr. Chairman, there was a updated agenda.
Excuse me. Okay, I apologize. I was going off the packet. First, before we do the annual report, we're going to we need a motion to memorialize the resolution adopting Thomas Planning Associates for the redevelopment plan and the associated quote for the work.
Make a motion to accept.
Mr. Neff. Need a second, folks.
I'll second.
Dr. Kobe.
Mr. Bond?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Colangelo?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Now, next item on the agenda is to memorialize the resolution adopting the annual report of the planning board. I need a motion.
Make a motion to accept.
Mr. Neff?
Second.
Mr. Bombs?
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Mr. Colangelo?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
The next item on the agenda, PB19-14, Block 87, Lots 12 and 13, 29 East Garfield, Mammoth Builders / Brian Gill. Memorialized resolution for approval of application for minor subdivision and bulk variances.
So moved.
Mr. Bombs?
Second.
Mr. Krupinski?
Mr. Bombs?
Yes.
Mr. Kakima?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry. It's all right, Jim, Mr. Tish. Mr. Neff?
Yes, sorry. This is a preamble on. Spread it.
Mr. Colangelo?
Yes.
Mr. Krupinski?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda, PB20-01. And please correct me if I'm correct, but Tahamount, 10E, Block 132, Lot 10-108, Bay Ave, application for bulk variance.
Mr. Chairman, I reviewed service in connection with the application. The service is in order, and the board does have jurisdiction to hear the application. I'm also aware that the board has received 6 exhibits in connection with the application thus far. Exhibit A1 is a zoning review of your zoning officer, Michelle Clark, as dated January 9, 2020. Exhibit A2 is the application of Elise Tenney and Vincent Tahamount. That's dated January 7, 2020. Exhibit A3 is a survey prepared by Richard E. Stockton and Associates. That's dated May 4, 2019. Exhibit A4 is a survey prepared by Richard E. Stockton and Associates, also dated May 4, 2019, with hand-drawn mudroom location shown on the survey. Exhibit A5 is a construction drawing with elevation and floor plan. That's dated January 2, 2020. And Exhibit A6 is review number 1 of your engineer's CME associates, and that's dated January 21, 2020. Those are the exhibits that the board received thus far in connection with the application, and I'm assuming you are the applicants. I'm assuming you may both give some testimony, so would you each raise your right hand and be sworn? Do each of you either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And ladies first, name and address.
Elise Tenney,
My current address is 32 Central Avenue.
The letter comment?
Yes. Sorry.
Justin Kaufman, 32 Central Avenue.
And what would you like to tell the board about your application? What is it that you're trying to accomplish, and why do you think that the board should grant the variance?
Well, as you can see, this is existing now. It's picked out from the house 4.5 feet.
Let me just, sorry if I interrupt you, but I'd like to mark this exhibit. If you can just hand it up to me, I'm going to give it a marking of A7. And what I'm marking is a board exhibit with three items on it, the first being a photograph of the side of a home, the second being a public notice, and the third being elevation renderings, the colorized elevation renderings. And that's going to be marked as A7. And then you can just take this back and show the board the exhibit and explain to them what it's about.
Right now, the existing room is like 4.5 feet off the side of the house, and there's no door, just an open air. And what we're proposing is to come out 5.5 feet so we can get a door so we can close it off, because it's a smaller house and you don't have any closet space, and that's where the driveway is, and we'll be coming in and out more, like most of that door. And we're just hoping to have something where we can put coats and shoes and stuff before we enter the house. And it's pretty much the same square footage. It's going to be, we're asking for 5.5 by 9 feet. It's pretty much it. I mean, and we also wanted to move it back off of the fireplace, because right now it's like built into the fireplace, and it's always just a little bit with the rain, it's the way it's been trapped and stuff, it'd be better off having a lot of the place.
So you're not going back further at all, you're just going to bump it out and then put it in half?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be it's going to be 5 feet off the back of the house, but it's going to be, like 3 feet off of the chimney. So we're going back a little bit and kind of shifting it over now.
It does look like it is. You're from the drawings, it looks like it's being shifted back. Right. That's wrong with the actual drawing on it by Mr. Stanton.
And then that looks like about a foot, right? Out.
Yeah, we're going an extra foot out in the existing one.
Yeah, the survey with the drawing on it, I couldn't tell if it was going past the house or not. It kind of goes back further, but it's not past the house.
No, I mean, I think it's the same picture that's in the drawing. You see it's like 5 feet off the back end, coming up and coming back on city.
And you'll still have room for the driveway for a car to get past there?
The driveway is like before that, because the house is like where the sidewalk is, but then the house is in 4 feet, and we have 9 feet. Back from there, we'll be starting, so probably about 32, closely, we'll be starting back there.
Can you currently fit a car in between the current part of the structure towards the back of the house?
Yeah, it's 7.5 feet right now. We could, but there's, like, right behind that in the corner, there's a tree. I mean, we would really have no need. I mean, we wouldn't be doing that, you don't think. Yeah. And even with 6.5 feet, I measure my car. My car is less than width. If you really, like, say, a snow day, you wanted to get it off, this would be something on the cloud. You could squeeze the 2 by, but we wouldn't do it on a normal basis.
So you're saying this will not take parking away? It was never used for parking.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So what you're doing is not taking away.
Yeah. You still have
Mr. Romeyer, you have any questions based on your letter?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, there was an inquiry from the board with regard to the footprint of the proposed new mudroom. I see you have some dimensioning lines coming off there, labeling 5'6". Can you just confirm the actual footprint of the proposed mudroom? Is it 5'6" by 8'?
Yeah.
As shown on your drawing?
Yeah, 5.5".
So it's 5'6" from the side and 8' front to back?
Yes, I was confused, like, the existing is 9 foot long, and that's going down to 8'.
Okay, so the required side yard setback is 10 feet. In the existing condition, it appears the applicant has 12.1 feet from the side lot line to the actual dwelling, but at that bump out, it's approximately six and a half feet of setback. The proposed mudroom encroaches an additional foot, so it's reducing the side yard setback to 6.6 feet. What I wanted to ask you is, looking at the proposed drawing of the mudroom, when you open the door, there's a staircase coming down. I don't see a landing outside of that door. Have you considered that?
You can put it in, because you have like kind of 3 feet from the chimney to the door, and the chimney comes off 17 inches above the house. So we're 5.5, that will still be four feet of a stairway. So I could put a pile on the landing and then the stairs to be putting up against the chimney.
So just so the board understands where I'm going with the questioning is, there may be a building code requirement, I'm not sure, if they're requiring an exterior door to come out onto a landing prior to going down a set of stairs. If that's the case, I would not want to see the applicant have to come back for getting a rejected building permit should the board approve this application. So maybe the board could consider any approval to be conditioned upon the addition of a landing in line with the width of the proposed mudroom, should the building department require that.
Would any board member have any additional comment in reference to that or any issue with that?
That makes sense.
And you're reducing it by 1 foot one way and increasing it the other, so the square footage is staying the same?
9.5 to 8, 5.5 to 6.9.
So, not 100% same. Can I ask, just because we've run into this before, you have two sheds listed on here.
Yeah, when they gave me for my approval to do the work on the rest of the house, the one shed was removed. They told me I don't remember that one.
So you did remove one of the two sheds that are on here?
Yeah, the other one in the back right hand corner.
Thank you.
We don't have
time for another survey. Okay, Sam, you took down the small one.
Yes.
Excuse me. Usually this is the time we say, does anyone in the public have any questions before? Well, actually, does anyone on the board have any further questions for the applicant themselves? Usually we would ask the public if they had any questions for you, but at this point in time, there's no public. There usually is, though. And then at this point in time, do you have anything further to say? Any closing argument or statement or anything like that? You don't have to. I'm just asking.
He has to ask.
I have to ask.
He just put a lot of work into the house, and he just thought this would be the fun extra thing that we could get done. So we just hold it with it.
Okay.
That's a very nice.
Okay. Word discussion. Anybody? I think they were improving the floor area ratio, too, but so
saw that correctly, over 900.
It's like improving access to the house too. I mean, having it bumped up against that, you know, the fireplace.
What I mean is they're removing an existing.
Yeah. Go down the line, Mr. Kropinski.
No.
Mr. Bobbs. Mr. Pepe.
Nope.
Mr. Scott Spurvey. Scott, come on, you're done it. I too live in a house this size. I wish I had a mudroom myself. And two small boys, no more money.
If you come for it, I'll share it.
Can I just give you my boys? I guess we're at a point where we would require a motion.
I will make a motion to approve.
Mr. Dockery.
I'll second.
Mr. Pepe.
Mr. Dockery?
Yes.
Mr. Baum?
Yes.
Mr. Carcamo?
Yes.
Mr. Nett?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. Colangelo?
Yes.
Dr. Kobe?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
What will happen now? Actually, I'll let Mr. Stive explain me. He's probably the better one to do it.
At the board's next meeting, they'll adopt a memorializing resolution of the approval. And at that point in time, you will be able to proceed for your construction permits and the like, but you'll be proceeding at risk because there's a 45-day appeal period after that. When if your neighbor or someone disagreed with the board's decision, they could file for an appeal. So that's the process. You'll be able to move forward once the resolution is adopted, but for that 45-day period, you're moving forward at your own risk.
Not bad news.
Yeah.
All right.
The next board meeting is when?
We're always the first Thursday of every month.
So next.
April 2nd.
But you don't need to be here for that.
Right. I thought just before I just sounded like you were approving something that happened.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
And do we
what I recommend you do is go to the building department and discuss about how they want you to approach it.
Okay.
Yeah. You can probably go see them tomorrow to see what they want to do. But they'll just ask the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be nice there. We'll get it all paperwork and sleep.
So, but that's a question for them, obviously.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn. I just want to say one thing. I haven't had a nice like that long time. No one wants to yell.
No cats.
Right? Mr. Fisher now has a conflict with meetings. So, Mr. Neff has on the table a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Mr. Pepe seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Meeting is adjourned.
It's a gold ton.
Right, Clay.